Watch, Jack Posobiec, Joshua Lizik, Republicans must adopt I for an I strategy in response to lawfare. By Alana Mastrangelo on July 9, 2024. Detroit, Michigan, conservative journalist and political commentator Jack Posobiec and writer Joshua Lizik told Breitbart News at Turning Point Action's The People's Convention that Republicans must adopt an I for an I strategy in response to the lawfare being waged against them. After being asked how the political right should get justice in response to the lawfare being waged against former President Donald Trump, Lizik noted that in his and Posobiec's new book, Unhumans, The Secret History of Communist Revolutions, and How to Crush Them, they talk about reciprocity. This is a book about communist history, past and also present. Lizik said, noting, the January 6th experience was similar to what Mao Zedong did in the 1960s with the White Flower Campaign. When people who were opposed to the communist regime were told to wear a white flower on your lapel so that communists could identify everyone to arrest. That type of tactic, we see a myriad of examples of how the modern left and institutional left in the Democratic Party pulls from the playbook of actual communists, Lizik continued. The reason the Soviet Union did not have a nuclear war against the United States was because of what was called atomic diplomacy, aka mutually assured destruction. If you think about nuking us, we're going to nuke you right back, he added. They didn't want to get nuked, so they didn't try it. And that reciprocity goes back to the Code of Hammurabi, which is the oldest civilizational text. Posobiec chimed in, adding, we didn't know when we were writing this that we were going to be receiving another dose of atomic diplomacy as the book was coming out. But that's exactly what we see right now in the Caribbean if you look at the Russian warships. The political commentator elaborated, why are they there right now? It's very simple. This is reciprocity from the Russians and the only way that the two sides can reach across to each other because all diplomatic negotiations have been cut off. And so, as the United States continues to send arms, material, missiles, bombs, and bullets to the Ukrainians, which Joe Biden has said are now authorized to strike within Russia proper, what does Russia do next? They send nuclear power to the Caribbean, instigating a new Cuban Missile Crisis. We're seeing the same reciprocity actually play out on stage, Posobiec said. Lizik added, what we recommend in the book is that the institutional right, in the form of the Republican Party, understand that this eye for an eye makes the whole world blind mindset is useless. In reality, in civilization, an eye for an eye keeps would-be eye gougers from jabbing people in the eye for fear of what would happen to them, Lizik asserted. So, what does that reciprocity look like? It does not look like reactionary chaos. Reciprocity, in this case, would be, okay, you're engaging in lawfare against our candidate? Where are the legal means for us to engage in counter-lawfare against you? He added. That is how you de-escalate the opposition, by escalating beyond what they are willing to endure themselves, Lizik said. Posobiec added, right now, the cost of their lawfare is almost zero. We have to raise the cost. And if we raise the cost to a price that they are not willing to pay, now we can get back to parity and balance, he said. Watch the full interview below. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.